Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
7:14 now. It's going to be a cool day. Highs in the mid-70s, less humidity. A little breezy. The breeze is blowing already out there. Speaking of breezes, we're going to talk about in the highs. Right now, it's about 66 degrees. Zach Street, voice of the Saints and former NFL offensive lineman, joins us. Hey, Zach, how you?
Morning, Tommy. How you doing, bud?
I'm well. Call me crazy, but I think from now on, every New Orleanian that has been here since 2006, whenever you hear the meteorological term breeze, you're going to think of Drew, because I know, and I don't know if you do as well playing with him, but I think that's something that'll change the weather history of New Orleans.
Well, he's certainly become a very big part of the culture in New Orleans. Obviously, the Saints are, and you know, nobody bigger than Drew Brees. He's kind of changed the way that people feel about this organization.
Really has. And you know, Zach, not to wander off in an area where we shouldn't, but I was watching a show the other day, and it was about the Eagles winning the Super Bowl, and we saw it happen when the Saints won. We saw it with the Minneapolis Miracle, and that's, you know, you shouldn't talk about that. But anyway, it's home video of people, a cell phone video of people in their homes jumping up and down and celebrating together. And it may sound cliche, and this is probably more emotional than logical, but sometimes you forget how important a football team is, and I guess in some other cities, other sports, but is to the psyche of the city. And our relationship is really more than just a football team playing in that town.
Yeah, well, you know, one of the great things about sports is it's a unifier for places, and you know, it's a way for people to come together and a reason for them to have, you know, a shared passion. And I think that's why sports are so big in America, because it's kind of a rare opportunity anymore to have that. So, you know, when the team's good and everything's fun, it's a chance for the entire city to kind of get out together and have this kind of shared passion. And you know, it's an unusual circumstance, and I think it's one of the things that makes sports so great.
And you know, micro level, I was thinking it brings families together and friends together to watch the game.
Sure.
That probably would be off doing something else separately, if not for the game.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's, you know, again, it's a reason for everybody to come together.
Yep.
Right? And that's, like you said, there's a micro level to that. There's a macro level to that. And, you know, it's any time that you can get a group of people together with a shared passion and kind of a united sense of a mission or something that you want to accomplish, it's special. You know, it happens in the military. It happens on sports teams. It happens with fan bases. So, you know, it's kind of a good feeling as a human just to have a shared passion with the person next to you.
All right, let's move on to Drew Brees, because, boy, you talk about passion. Everybody's got passion for Drew Brees, the thumb injury. We all learned a lot more about thumbs and ligaments than we wish we had to. But what are your thoughts, Zach, on Drew starting this weekend, and then we'll get to the probabilities of what's going to happen. You know, you're an offensive lineman, and you're playing, and everything's going well with Teddy. You got Drew coming back. You don't want him to get hurt. The bye's pending. You got Arizona. That's a 9-point underdog. You never take any victory for granted in the NFL. So how do you sort all of that out?
I think it's pretty straightforward. If Drew goes to practice this week and throws and has no pain and everything feels great, then Drew should and will play. If he goes and it's not 100%, then, you know, then he doesn't. And I think that's kind of the, you know, there's no such thing in the NFL as, well, we'll just skip him for a game or we'll rest him for a game. It's, you know, there's not enough of them. They're all so important. You know, this isn't Major League Baseball or the NBA where there's, you know, 82 or 162, you know, games in the season. There's only 16 of them, and they're all really important. So I think that's how they'll handle it. You know, if he goes in and, you know, that feels like there's still an instability in it, or it feels like he can't, you know, really grip and rip the ball. You know, he talked about there's a big difference between throwing a football and throwing a football under duress on the run 40 yards.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, he's going to test that out. And if it feels 100%, then Drew will play. And if he tests it out and it isn't 100%, then I think he'll sit. So, you know, we'll have to wait and see. But it will ultimately be a decision based on the actual health of his thumb, not on the situation around it.
All right, we'll take a break. We come back more with Zach Strief. One thing I think is getting lost in all of this that I've not heard is the accuracy factor, having never been a quarterback, or at least my quarterbacking skills being limited to tossing the ball in the yard. I don't know how important that thumb is to, you know, how Drew can drop these balls in a bucket from 35, 40 yards, right? So I don't know what that's got to do with anything. And orthopedist has talked about bruising, I think, from him taking the snap directly from center. So I don't know if that's going to lead to more shotguns or not, or what percentages Drew is actually under center. And one thing that's not been talked about either is Alvin Kamara, and how is he doing, and will he be able to play against the Cardinals? A lot of questions. Zach's got the answers for us when we come back. Right now, 720, time for traffic on WWL. It is 724. Zach Strief, voice of the Saints, kind enough to give us some of his time, who not only flat out nails it as the voice of the Saints, but Zach, your blogs that you write are, man, I'm going to tell you what, very well written. It must be that Northwestern education, huh?
Oh, I have a guy that writes them for me.
Yeah, I'll bet. I was in the kitchen. You'll like this. And this is not to demean any university or not. But my general manager said, well, where's your daughter go to school? And I said, Northwestern. And his head whipped around, really? And I said, well, actually, Northwestern State in Natchitoches, which is Bobby Hebert U, but still a good school. But Northwestern has an excellent reputation. Now, in terms of Drew Brees playing, what if, and I'm just playing a what-if game, Drew plays against Arizona and the first half doesn't go so well, you can't pull him out the game and put in Teddy Bridgewater, would you?
No, I don't think so, and certainly not if it's, if it's a play, reality. If he's not playing well, no. If he was to start and his thumb was bad, and or something happened or got hit, then yes, you could take him out. But no, I mean, I think again, this is all going to be based around, is it healed? There's going to be a point where this is just better, and if it's better and it's healed and it's 100%, then Drew will come back and Drew will play, and I'm sure Drew will play at a high level. If it is not, if it's at 80%, if it's at 75%, short of this being a deep playoff game or Super Bowl, they wouldn't play him anyways. You're not going to risk the throwing hand, of your starting quarterback. So, I think it's just going to – I think that they've been honest so far. They're going to wait and see how it responds and, what happens when he picks up a ball and takes off on the run and has to whip one across his body. Does that thumb hold up to that? And if it does, you'll see him on the field. And if it doesn't, then he'll be out another couple weeks.
Full disclaimer, I couldn't hit a bull in the backside with a bag of rice, okay? But when it comes to dropping a ball in a bucket from 30, 40 yards, do you have any idea how important the thumb is to that?
Well, I'm sure it's very important. I don't throw the football a whole lot either, but I would imagine that, yes, it's very important. And I think that if there is instability in it, that it is going to affect his accuracy. And again, I don't think, Drew, you got to understand, I think Drew is smart enough to understand that there's no reason for him to push this before it's ready and to the detriment of his team. I think that at the very core of it, Drew wants to make sure that we're still winning football games. And so, I think that's why it's a matter of actually grabbing a football and going out to practice and having a pass rush and climbing a pocket and having to throw that pass and drop one in a bucket or put a ball where only his guy can catch it. And, he's going to know what that is and what that looks like and what that feels like. If he can do it, you'll see him. If he can't do it, I think he's going to be very comfortable saying, I'm not ready yet.
What is the mindset of a player? And I'm going to you who played for so long. You want to get back, right? And they have the old thing about there's a difference between being hurt or injury. You want to get back as soon as you can, right? I'm not talking about Drew. I'm talking about in your helmet, Zach, a player at your level and Drew's level. Do you listen to the doctors? Do you try to force it? And again, I'm not talking about Drew specifically. I'm just talking in general the mindset in the NFL.
I think, you know, you listen to your doctors as you get into your rehab and as you listen to what you're dealing with. But ultimately, for most guys at this level, it's a matter of listening to your body and making that decision of, okay, you know, I'm now ready to go and do what's necessary to play at that level. So I think, you know, a lot of it is relied upon on the player. I mean, the doctor ultimately can't feel what you feel. And so he's, you know, his role in that process is to give you advice, to give you things to think about and to test, you know, strength and mobility and all those things to give you kind of a base level of, hey, you're not quite where you were. But ultimately that decision is up to the player. And, you know, there's for the most part, I think guys are good at that. There are situations, you know, the guy that doesn't want to accept that he's not ready. That comes back too soon. You'll see every once in a while a guy, hey, I'm ready to go. And then, you know, the first play of the game, he's injured. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you know, and that's not helpful. And I think that they've done a good job over time of kind of explaining to guys, don't do that to us. You know, that's not beneficial. And I know that ultimately it's about, hey, I want to go and help my team. And that can be quite to the detriment of your team if you kind of lie to yourself and say, hey, I'm ready when you're not. So I think ultimately it's up to the player.
Quickly, because you know the clock rules around here when you do the fans and the pro on Friday afternoon.
Yeah.
Alvin Kamara, Eli Apple, any information on either of them?
No, I haven't heard anything yet. You know, I think Eli's was not as bad as maybe it looked. And, you know, Alvin's, there's been a kind of a lot of mixed reporting. But I think Alvin will be close, so I think he'll be in the conversation this week. And we'll see how Eli kind of responds, but I think we kind of escaped one with Eli. It's not quite as serious as maybe it looked.
And then Saquon Hampton, I think, is 33. You could see pretty clearly that it was a hamstring that he pulled on a special teams play. Those hamstrings, very, very problematic, they seem to be.
Yeah, I think you're thinking about Patrick Robinson. It was P-Rob that pulled the hamstring.
Maybe that's who it was.
Yeah, it's listen, it's soft tissue injury, and once it goes, and it, you know, it takes time to come back from. You know, it's usually, depending on the severity of it, you know, anywhere between about 3 and 6 weeks. And you know, P-Rob's a pro; he'll do it the right way and get back soon. But yeah, it's a shame to have soft tissue injuries. You just hate seeing that.
I can't, you know, I got a giant TV, but with the camera angles, you can't see numbers, and it aggravates the crap out of me. Thank you, Zach. Yeah. I appreciate your time, man. You do a great job.
All right, thanks, Tommy.
Have a good day. All right, Zach Street, voice of the Saints. We all know he played.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.